You're listening to SBS News.
How do you stop a cow from burping? It might sound like the start of a joke, but this is a serious matter for New Zealand farmers. Aidan Bicken is a dairy farmer at Kawaiwai Dairies in the Wellington region. He says it's about taking action on climate change and also simple economics.
The customer requirements are quite clearly saying that they want their supply chains to be decarbonised. We think it's actually a package of genetics, of improved efficiency, increasing our production per cow, possibly milking a few less cows to do the same production level, and putting less feed into our system.
Sinead Leahy is the Principal Science Advisor for the New Zealand Agricultural Greenhouse Gas Research Centre. She says scientists are also taking it seriously.
You know, I think all farmers in New Zealand really want to contribute to climate action, but I think we need to understand how they can do that. And for me as a scientist, I think it's really more about we know we're going to have to reduce our environmental footprint. So really it's about focusing on really getting those tools and technologies out to the farmer and New Zealand grower as quickly and as cost effectively as we can.
Much of the scientific research is taking place at the Palmerston North campus of a government-owned company, Ag Research. Linda Johnson is a science group manager, leading a team developing genetically modified food that cows would eat.
At Ag Research, we're developing new genetic technologies for forages. One is for white clover and the other is for perennial ryegrass. The aim is to reduce agriculture emissions as well as improve the efficiency of animal performance on farm.
With the clover, scientists have found a way to increase tannins, which help to block methane production. She says they already have some promising results.
They identified through their research a master switch that switches on condensed tannins in the leaves. So through genetic transformation, they've been able to put this master switch into white clover, and after rounds of conventional breeding, been able to elevate the levels of condensed tannins in the leaves. So for the white clover program, we've been able to demonstrate in the laboratory a 15 to 19% reduction of methane.
Principal Ag Research Scientist Peter Jansen has been working on a different approach for the past 15 years, a vaccine. He believes inoculations could stimulate an animal's immune system to produce antibodies, which would then dampen the damage methane-producing microbes could do. Mr. Jansen says it has the potential to reduce the amount of methane belched by cows by 30% or more.
I certainly believe it's going to work, because that's the motivation for doing it. If I thought this wasn't going to work, I wouldn't be here doing it. I'd find something else that could work.
The research has a particular urgency in New Zealand. The country's 5 million people are outnumbered by 26 million sheep and 10 million cattle. In practical terms, that means about half of the nation's greenhouse gas emissions come from farms, compared to less than 10% in the United States. Given its importance, Peter Jansen says it's little wonder New Zealand considers itself to be leading the world in methane research.
So there are activities similar to ours around the world. I don't believe there's any other place that has the breadth of ambition that New Zealand has in terms of the range of technologies being investigated in any one place.
That ambition is also reflected in New Zealand's government policy. They've recently announced a target to reduce emissions from farm animals by up to 47% by 2050 and a levy on farmers, essentially for animal burps, another world-first move. Agriculture Minister Damien O'Connor has told News Hub New Zealand it's the right way forward.
This is one tool to reduce our emissions, and a price on agricultural emissions is just an indicator and a message to farmers that there's incentives to reduce emissions because there'll be a lower cost. Now, those incentives and those messages usually go fairly clearly out to farmers, and they adapt to you know, take up the technologies that will be available, to take that money that will be generated and put it back into R&D.
The announcement prompted some demonstrations, but there's also some support in the agricultural community. For farmer Aidan Bicken, it's not an option to do nothing. He says climate change cannot wait.
At a farm level, we've got to do our bit to help save the planet.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.